Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 17, 1806. They need canoes. The journal entry today is Captain Clark's version. While parallel to Lewis's entry, it does not contain so much of the biological data that Lewis wrote. Instead, he focuses on preparations for the journey east, the first part of which he fears the Corps may not be able to accomplish without more canoes. He writes,
"Cattell and his family left this morning. Old De La Shellwilt and his women still remain. They have formed a camp near the fort and seem determined to lay close siege to us, but I believe notwithstanding every effort of their winning graces, the men have preserved their constancy to the vow of celibacy which they made on this occasion to Captain Lewis and myself. We have had our canoes prepared for our departure, and shall set out as soon as the weather will permit. The weather is so precocious that we fear by waiting until the 1st of April that we might be detained several days longer before we could get from this to the Cathlamas, as it must be calm or we cannot accomplish that part of the route in our canoes. Drewyer returned late this evening from the Cathlamas with our Indian canoe, which Sergeant Pryor had left some days since, and also a canoe which he had purchased from those people. For this canoe he gave Captain Lewis's uniform laced coat and nearly half a carat of tobacco. It seems that nothing except this coat would induce them to dispose of a canoe, which in their mode of traffic is an article of the greatest value, except a wife, with whom it is nearly equal, and generally given in exchange to the father for his daughter. I think that the United States are, in justice, indebted to Captain Lewis for another uniform coat, for that of which he has disposed of on this occasion. It was but little worn. We yet want another canoe, as the Clatsops will not sell us one. A proposition has been made by one of our interpreters and several of the party to take one in lieu of 6 elk, which they stole from us this winter. Captain William Clark, March 17, 1806.
The captains do not make further mention of this last canoe, but Sergeant Ordway notes in his entry for the next day, March 18, 1806, that 4 men went over to the prairie near the coast and took a canoe as we are in want of it. They concealed it near the fort, as the Clatsop chief Cobaway was visiting at the time. Monday, lists and certificates.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.